Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Hi, everyone. That's quite an intro. I'd like to extend an official and sacred warm welcome to all of you. I'm so thrilled you're here. I know your time is precious to you, so the fact that you share your time with us is really special, and want to just invite you to set the intention to be open to receive today. We're going to be talking about a very powerful topic with our special guest, who I'm going to introduce you to in a moment. Just give yourself permission to set the intention of what you wish to receive today, and perhaps setting the intention to be open or to receive insight or whatever it is, so that you can make sure that your intention is met by the time our show is complete today. So as I mentioned, we're going to be speaking about a very special topic, and the topic is about forgiveness. And it's with our special guest, Michelle DeVille, who is a life coach, a speaker, and an author who really has a huge passion to inspire others to live their most extraordinary life at any age, regardless of where they've been in the past. And she believes that everyone has what they need from within to find their purpose, discover their passions, and also the courage to make the changes necessary to shift from where they are right now to where they want to be in life. She's the author of the book, The Path to Forgiveness, and is really busy working on her second book, which I know she's going to give us at least a tidbit about later in the show. She also contributes as an expert on the weekly blog for www.singleparentstown.com. And in addition to her love of coaching, speaking, and writing, she has over 20 years' experience in business. As a single mom of three amazing daughters, she loves to travel, spend time up north, read, volunteer, and really make the most of spending quality time with family and friends. So without further ado, I'd love to welcome Michelle DeVille to the show. Welcome, Michelle.
Thanks so much, Jennifer. I'm very, very honored to be here. Appreciate you having me.
Well, I'm honored to have you here. So you have lived a very rich life. You've had a lot of experience, and you know, professionally and personally as well. And here you are as a coach and speaker and author. How did you get to this place in your life?
Well, that's always a rich question to ask, and I think a relevant one. You are right. I've had a lot of richness of experience in my life, and I actually, you know, even though there's been a lot of difficult times, I look at all of those things as a gift, because I wouldn't be here or where I am today and doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for some challenging times and what I like to call street cred. I have a PhD in street cred. And, you know, really, there was a lot of things that happened over the years, good and bad, you know, tragedies and loss and just alcoholism in my family. And, you know, the list could really go on. And I became very, very stuck and in many areas of my life. And one of those things actually is what inspired the book, The Path to Forgiveness. And I'm very passionate about forgiveness. And I got to a place where I learned to shift and changed my life, and which is why I am so passionate about coaching and writing and inspiring, because I know there's a lot of hurting people out there, people that are stuck, and I believe in every single one of them that they can make the shift just as I did. So, yeah, that rich life brought me to where I am today, and I'm thankful for it.
I love the street cred notion. I often say to my clients that nobody ever sees my certificates because I just don't hang them on the wall, and I certainly value education and further knowledge and so on. I'm a firm believer, having gone to university and then ended up, you know, in some of the jobs I have, that there's nothing that compares to life experience.
Right.
There's no form of education that can ever prepare you for the things that life is going to throw at you.
I agree. And, you know, really, I've found that for me, it's the street credentials, so to speak, and the life experiences and everything that comes with it that has helped me to be far more empathetic and compassionate. And, you know, I think people can relate to you better knowing that you've been through some things yourself. And in turn, I can really relate to other people. And it's far easier to help, assist, inspire when you yourself have been through some things. So the street cred is huge. You're right. And I think we all should have a certificate in that.
Such a loaded topic, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it. Because everyone has their own definition of what it means, like what forgiveness is, mm-hmm. and what amount of effort that, you know, they may have to put into forgiveness. So if you were to kind of describe it, what would you say forgiveness is?
Well, I think that forgiveness, you know, you're right. I think at very early ages, we all are taught in a roundabout way what forgiveness is. You know, we all need to apologize. We need to be sorry. We need to forgive our friend on the playground. Certainly if people go to church, the topic of forgiveness is talked about frequently. But I think that I find it's almost more important to have an understanding of what forgiveness is not, because I think that that's one of the things that makes it so difficult for people to forgive. And, you know, forgiving in a lot of people's minds means that you're supposed to forget, number one, and therefore they're feeling like, I don't want to forget about that. I don't want to forgive and forget. That hurt me. And it makes it difficult to actually let go. And forgiveness is not forgetting. If something has hurt you or caused you trauma or you've done something to hurt yourself, you're probably not going to forget it. And I think it's okay for people to understand that they don't have to forget it and they probably won't. I think that forgiveness also is not excusing other people's actions. It doesn't mean when you forgive something that you're saying, hey, that's okay. You're not condoning it. You're not necessarily letting it off the hook, you're just forgiving it. And the other piece is that people feel like if they forgive, they have to reconcile. And reconciliation is double-edged because some people need and choose to reconcile. You might be in a divorce situation and you decide to try to work it out, or a best friend for years and you had a falling out and you miss that person, so you choose to reconcile. But to forgive does not mean you have to reconcile. And I think in the end, when you ask what forgiveness is, it's a gift. It's a gift to you. It's not about the other person always. It's a gift for yourself. And I think that those are really important points for people to kind of grasp and remember, and it can help the process go a lot easier.
Mm. I love what you said there about describing those things, especially around the reconciliation, because that in itself is a whole show, you know,
right.
To reconcile, to not reconcile, should I not kind of a thing. And I'm continually reminded that people can change. And some people choose not to change, some people choose to change. But if I can change the way I have over the years, then, you know, can I give people that same space to show me whether they've shifted or not?
Right. Yeah.
Maybe it makes it a little easier to forgive. I don't know. We're all individual, but I find it an interesting concept that you brought up.
Right. Yeah, and I think reconciliation, like we talked about, is a personal choice. I personally am on the same page as you. I know how tough it can be to change, but I know it's possible, and I believe in second chances. I believe that forgiveness is a powerful gift, not only for ourselves, but it really can be for other people as well. And for me personally, I choose reconciliation. It just gives me more peace. But I think for people just knowing they have that choice and to take a look at their own lives, and we're all human, we make mistakes. We have at times needed people to forgive us and to reconcile, and I think that that, as much of a gift as it is for ourselves, it can be a gift to return to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so where would we
I agree without
you. Second chances that people gave us, right?
Yes.
When I think of, you know, some of the slighty things I've done over the years or things like that. So I absolutely love that. And I'd actually, when we get back from the break, I'd love to chat more about how that actually happens, especially when we look at family, some really entrenched family patterns, but also some recent events in the news, and particularly as recent as last week with the event in Arizona. I'd like to explore that more with you. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to speak more with our special guest, Michelle DeVille.
Sounds great.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Everyone, I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. If you're just joining us, we have our very special guest, Michelle DeVille, with us speaking about forgiveness, and she has actually written a book called The Path to Forgiveness, which you can find at www.thepathtoforgiveness.com. And a little later in the show, she's going to share with you a very special gift that she's giving to those of you who are listening today. So that's absolutely wonderful. Before the break, I mentioned that we were going to chat more about how to forgive some of these things that maybe seem unforgivable. And there's certain events where we often look at them through a certain lens and think, how could we ever move past this? How could we ever forgive? So, Michelle, I'd love to hear your perspective on, well, first of all, family. You and I spoke privately about the fact that, you know, the holidays, people are still probably detoxing the holidays from their system,
right,
energetically and mentally and emotionally, who didn't show up, who showed up, and who said what, and who didn't wash the dishes, and how come I had to clean everything, and, you know, all the things that happen around the holidays, and also, you know, friends and family members who may not be around because they're no longer with us anymore, all those things that just, you know, get loaded up over the holidays. What are some tips that you can share with people about how to move through forgiveness?
Well, I think as we talked about, you bring up a really good point about the holidays. I think, you know, any time of year can be tough on people for many different reasons, but, you know, I think it's pretty historical and consistent that holiday season can be extremely difficult for a lot of people, and where we think it's supposed to be nothing but a joyous time, there are a lot of people that struggle and they feel down, and for some people, family units can bring in a lot of intensity. It can open up old wounds, and new wounds can occur. So I do think it's an important time to talk about coming off of the holidays, you know, some of the stuff revolving around forgiveness, because from what I've seen and heard from clients and just over the years, it is a tough time post-holiday. And I think that regardless of holiday, regardless of whatever time of year it is, you know, I think the first thing is to recognize and acknowledge that forgiveness is not easy. And I think there are people who believe that a small hurt is far easier to forgive than a big hurt. And I really do believe that regardless of how big or how small the pain or the trauma, you still have to go through the same process when you're trying to forgive. And I think that that's something that people don't always recognize. And I think that people don't even always realize that they're struggling with forgiveness. They don't understand, you know, why they're feeling down or why they feel so angry or why they feel so stuck or consumed by something. And that's usually a pretty strong indicator that for whatever reason, they're having trouble letting go or moving beyond something. So I think the first thing is people need to be aware and listen to that inner compass that something's not right, and then acknowledge and identify what it is, whether it's big or small. So I think that's the first thing people need to do, is to tune in, dial in. I think the other thing is to develop a sense of empathy. I think that we get very caught up in blame, and so-and-so did that to me, or, you know, you were mentioning, why did I have to do the dishes, or nobody helped me, or, you know, my brother never showed up when he said he was going to. Usually, things aren't that simple, and to be able to take a step back and really try to put ourselves in the other person's shoes and give up that all-or-nothing thinking about the person helps us to better let go and forgive. So I think that that's very important coming off the holidays, mm-hmm, is what was really going on? What was the true story here? And not just jumping to conclusions. So those are a couple of powerful indicators and tips when forgiving.
When you were talking about being aware, it made me think about, how do I know when I'm not at peace with someone? And I suspect other people have this too, because not all of us pay attention, right? We can spend a lot of time in our heads and we're not always aware. I know for me personally, and I don't know about you, but it's things like, you know, someone's called me and I know I should call them back because it's the polite thing to do, but something in me can't bring myself to call them back yet, and I may not understand what my resistance is in calling them back, but I just at least acknowledge that I don't feel as excited about calling them as I normally do. Or I hear, you know, their voice on my machine and I think, you know, that something about the message isn't, oh, look, so-and-so called. I might have a little bit of irritation or something like that. And I know a lot of people feel that way, but they don't often know that that's, you know, a sign that something's, you know, not quite aligned, and they may want to take a look at what their issue is with that person.
Right. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. There's usually some inner voice, and, you know, I know you and I both think that way to some degree, and I write a lot about that, but, you know, we have an inner guide. We do have an inner voice. We don't always listen to it or pay attention to it, but it can really help us to distinguish when something is right or wrong. And I think in the area of forgiveness, just like anger, I think it's very hard sometimes to admit that we're angry or to admit that we are having a hard time forgiving. But I think people need to know and understand that that's human. It's okay. It's not so much that we're struggling with it. It's what are we going to do about it? And the first step is to just be aware, like you said, just listen and acknowledge. And that really is the first big step to getting unstuck and to being able to move forward when it comes mm-hmm. to forgiving somebody or ourselves, for that matter, which is a whole other topic.
Well, I was just going to bring that up because I know that there's time, you know, I can think of conversations I've had with people where they're not even so much angry at the other person. They're angry at themselves for, oh, I shouldn't have let them back into my life. I should have known better, or I should have spoken up, or, you know, I shouldn't have done this. And there's all kinds of rationalizations that they can make around how it's, you know, how their choice contributed to this person wronging them. And, you know, how critical the self-forgiveness piece can be to so much of what happens.
I agree. And honestly, Jennifer, for me, you know, forgiving, I've probably had an easier time throughout my life forgiving others. my difficulty has really fallen into a lot of the times forgiving myself and carrying around huge weights of guilt or regret. And those can be very, very difficult things to move behind because we tend to be so critical of ourselves and not real forgiving with ourselves. And self-forgiveness kind of holds the same process, but I think, you know, there's a couple of other pieces to it, and that's that oftentimes we are hard on ourselves because of something we're doing. We keep repeating behaviors that are sabotaging our life or keeping us stuck or causing us pain, or it's unhealthy. And the first thing you have to do is you have to stop doing what you're doing, because otherwise you're going to stay in that endless cycle. And I really think I recommend to people, don't even worry about forgiving yourself until you're able to stop a certain behavior, if it's a repetitive one, or you're just going to drive yourself crazy. But once you stop, it's about being kind to yourself, making amends, bringing yourself around positive people that love you and accept you for who you are, and just practicing that self-care and proving to yourself that you can change, you can shift, you can't change the past, and that it starts with forgiveness. And it's a tough thing to do, but once you do, it's amazing the stuff that you can release and how much more at peace you feel. So it's really important. And I also believe it's hard to forgive other people if you can't forgive yourself.
Mm. Yeah, and that was my sense of your larger message, is that there's kind of a rhythmic interchange between self-forgiveness and forgiving others.
Yeah. It all ties together. I'm kind of a big believer you can't give to others what you yourself don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mentioned earlier that forgiveness is something that I think we all are capable of doing, absolutely, hands down. And we all have that place within that we can tap into to go and master the art of forgiveness. It's not easy, and it's a process. And once you do it once, though, you may have to start the process all over again the next time something happens. But it gets easier, and I've seen that myself. It absolutely gets easier, and it's something that everybody can master, which is, to me, very empowering and encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when you say that, it reminds me of conversations I've had over the years with different clients, and as it mentioned in the bio, I've worked with a lot of people, done a lot of sessions, and not everyone, you know, has come for more than one session. But what I have consistently heard from folks over the years when we've worked on different issues is, well, I thought we already cleared that. I thought I already healed my relationship with my dad, or I thought I already healed my relationship with my sister or whomever. And I'd like to go deeper into that whole notion of what really happens for people when they, you know, they go through the process or they go through the words of, yes, I forgive this person, and what may really be going on, because obviously there's something that's not catching, or else they would, you know, feel differently. So when we get back from the break, I'd love to go even deeper into what may be holding us back from really moving through this process even further. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs, and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in, causing ill health, and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be, and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and I am here with the very special Michelle DeVille of thepathtoforgiveness.com, discussing her book, The Path to Forgiveness, and talking about the concept of forgiveness in general. And before the break, Michelle, I mentioned around what can happen a lot for people. They go to different, let's say, therapists, coaches, healers, et cetera, over the years, working on some core issues, usually, you know, family issues and parental issues and so on. And they think that, well, I've been to this person, just the act of going to this person and discussing it, or, you know, I've had X amount of Reiki treatments or whatever it is. How come this issue keeps coming back? I thought that I was done with, you know, I thought I'd forgiven this person. What would you say to someone who might say something like that to you?
Well, I think, you know, you mentioned the word dig deeper, and I think that, you know, the whole process of forgiveness is, it's a process. And I think sometimes that people are under the impression that if they go and have a conversation and somebody says they're sorry, and then in their mind they think, okay, I forgive you, that it's done, it's over, it's forgiven. And as simple as that sounds and as beautiful as that sounds, that's not always the case. In fact, I would say more often than not, it's not that simple. I say it very powerfully when I say that forgiveness is a process, and it's something that, you know, it's almost like a language. I like to think of it as practicing the language of forgiveness, and we become what we practice. It takes practice, and the more you do something, the easier it becomes. It actually can become a part of you. If you're practicing negativity, as you and I both know, negativity can become a part of our daily lives. And so it is with forgiveness. I think we have to practice it, be aware of it, like I said earlier, and be pretty aware that it's not always that simple and that sometimes there's still some loose ends to tie up. So I think that's the first thing. I would acknowledge that with somebody and I'd say, you know what? I totally understand. I've been there and you're not quite there yet. You're in the middle of your process. And so let's explore that a little bit further. So that's the first thing I'd say. Usually, during the process of forgiving, if they haven't quite gotten there yet, they're still struggling with the why something happened. Maybe they know what's happened or what another person did or what they themselves did, but they're not quite understanding the why. And so what I like to talk to people about in digging deeper is to really take a step back and try to distinguish between the intent of the action and the impact. So why did that person actually do what they did? And how did those actions really affect me? Because I think we're all good at avoiding, and we don't always look at the why. We just know what happened. So I've found that that's one of the biggest barriers to people being able to move beyond it. And the other thing is looking in the mirror. What role did I play in what happened? And that doesn't always mean you played any role, but sometimes you played a role in what happened, and we like to kind of ignore that and go down the blame road, which ends up to be a dead end most of the time. So those are the two big things that I feel keep people stuck when it comes to actually forgiving.
Well, you know, when you share that example, it makes me think of something like infidelity, because there's different schools of thought about how to counsel people through infidelity. And one of the things that you just mentioned that I've heard others say is important to look at is, you know, why did this person that I love cheat on me? And they don't, you know, they feel very victimized when they're asked to take a look at how was I or how was I not showing up in this relationship that may or may not have contributed to this person taking these actions, you know, in our relationship. So when it comes to the actual topic of infidelity and we look at what you just described of why did they do it and, you know, how did it impact me, I can see that that process of forgiveness is very relevant. But I imagine you see a lot of this because I know one of your coaching programs is supporting people through divorce and also looking at relationships and stuff.
Yeah, I think, you know, you bring up a perfect example for a couple of reasons. I think, you know, oftentimes you'll hear counselors or coaches talk about that infidelity itself is often a catalyst. It's a symptom of something that's far bigger. Not always, but oftentimes it is. And so I think a couple of things. I think, you know, being able to try to understand what, the why of why mm-hmm. it happened is very important, very relevant. And also, of course, how did this affect me? How did it impact me? And the other piece is asking yourself the tough questions of, did I play a role in this? Were there areas I didn't show up in the relationship? With that being said, just like we talked about at the beginning of the radio show today, that doesn't mean if you do choose to forgive your spouse, that doesn't mean you have to forget. It doesn't mean you have to say, oh, no problem that you did this, and actually endorse it. And you still have the choice, which we do in just about everything in life, of whether you're going to reconcile or not. But we still need to try to get to a place of forgiveness, because otherwise you are going to stay chained to that event and that pain for a very long time. And I actually had a client, and I like to tell this story because I think it really captures just how stuck we can get and how much it can chain us to pain. And she came to me, and she had gone through a divorce, and every time we talked, it was about how horrible her husband was and all these things he had done, and she was in pain. I mean, it was consuming her. She kept telling and retelling the story, which is a grievance story, which is another big indicator of not forgiving. And I finally said, you know, my gosh, my heart breaks for you. How long ago did this happen? And I kid you not, it was 30 years ago. So this poor woman had been chained to all this stuff for 30 years. It had kept her stuck. And I thought, what power your husband or your ex-husband still has over you, because I guarantee you he's not losing sleep at night. And her whole life was in turmoil after all this time because she hadn't been able to forgive and let go and look at the big picture and move on. So I like to share that because that happens more than we realize. People drag things through their entire life without being able to let go. And it really is sad because they're not able to enjoy their present. So,
well, the image that I had when you were sharing that is going to the same movie theater every day for 30 years watching the same movie.
That's perfect. That's a perfect analogy.
It's like the theater is comfortable, but I'm a little bored of watching the same movie, but I don't know how to move out of this vortex.
Yeah, that's perfect. And that whole TV analogy, I mean, there's TV shows and reruns on that we saw 20 years ago, and they're still replaying, and we still watch them, and we still laugh, and we still get the same things out of them, or it stirs up emotions. And, you know, the channel hasn't changed, but people change, and people need to learn to be able to grow and evolve. And as you know, I'm a big believer in we get wisdom out of our wounds, and that's a choice, too. We can grow and become far better and stronger individuals because of our pain if we choose to. But you've got to be able to forgive and let go and move beyond it before you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, before we move on to our next segment, I'd actually like to take a moment because I know you have a very special and generous offer for folks that are listening today that I want to take a moment to share, which is that if you go to the pathtoforgiveness.com and order Michelle's book through her website, you will receive a special offer on her book. And I know it's very powerful, and I'm sure folks that when you're listening to Michelle, you can tell she really, you know, has a deep understanding and a deep wisdom around forgiveness that can really benefit you on your journey. So when you order the book and you're asked for an offer code, you type in capital letters JOURNEY7, that's JOURNEY7, and you can receive her book for $10 plus shipping, which is a really fantastic deal. And while you're there, of course, you can learn more about Michelle and all the other special things she's got going on. So that's thepathtoforgiveness.com. And then when you order her book, typing in the offer code JOURNEY7 in capital letters to receive her book for $10 plus shipping. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'd love to hear your thoughts, Michelle, on what's been happening in Arizona over the last week. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
That's great.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we are speaking with Michelle DeVille of ThePathToForgiveness.com. Naturally, we've been talking about forgiveness throughout the show, and one of the things that I really would love to hear your perspective on, Michelle, is the whole situation in Arizona, which, you know, we see these things come up, and there's certain, we'll say, crimes or actions that people take that get into the media, and it ruffles a lot of feathers in the sense that it brings up some pretty heavy conversations about death penalty and who's right and who's wrong and blame, and it can take on quite a huge snowball effect, and people, you know, wonder if they can ever forgive, and can the family ever forgive the parents of the person, and there's all these conversations that go on. I'm curious to know, you know, what your thoughts are on this and what your perspective is.
Well, you know, I've had it asked to me before, are there things that are unforgivable? And, you know, that's a powerful question. It's a very relevant question in lieu of what just happened down in Arizona. And my perspective, my feeling on it, and of course it's just my feeling, but, you know, I think for something to be forgivable or unforgivable is, at the end of the day, a very, very personable topic. It's personal. And each person that may come in contact with any type of situation, depending on how difficult or tragic it is, has to come to their own conclusion on, can I forgive this? Can I move beyond this? Can I let go of it? And it's why I started off talking about what forgiveness is not, because I feel strongly that even with something as tragic as what happened in Arizona, all the poor people that, you know, lost their lives, the family members that lost loved ones, the family whose person was the perpetrator, I mean, this snowballs, as you said, and it impacts a lot of different lives. But at the end of the day, forgiveness is still a gift for each individual person. And if you can't find a way to forgive, it remains, I like to think of it as a chain around the heart. It keeps you chained to the event. The event will continue to have power over you for the rest of your life. And, you know, we certainly all know that as a nation with what happened with 9/11 or any major tragedy, you know, we want to be angry, we want to place blame, and that's all understandable, and those are all things that we need to process through. We don't have to forget. Nobody is going to forget that event ever in Arizona. They certainly do not have to excuse that behavior or condone it or ever even accept that that happened. It's not about releasing the perpetrator or saying, hey, that's okay, and giving them freedom. And it's not about really the perpetrator at all. It's about each individual's heart that was hurt by that tragic event and finding a way to forgive so that you yourself can free yourself of the pain eventually. And certainly we all know that comes with grieving and time and many emotions. So personally, I'm a big believer in even the unforgivable is forgivable because it's a gift to ourselves. But we need to remember what forgiveness is not when it comes to those really, really difficult things like Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when we're in the rawness of the emotion, it's, I imagine, harder for most people to see beyond the anger and the rage and whatever feelings and the feeling that, oh, I can't forgive. When I think back to 9/11, and I know I don't have to give explanation to anyone listening because we all know what 9/11 was. That day I was teaching a level 2 Reiki class, which was the perfect day to be teaching that class because although we felt very powerless, which most people felt when they were watching that, we were able to channel energy to, you know, distally through the TV, I guess you could say, and, you know, just feel like we were gifting something to something that was just so unbelievable at the time. Watching it unfold, it was very surreal. But at the time, I remember the whole world feeling like, oh my goodness, we're always going to be in this vortex. It felt like every day was going to be this heavy, oh my goodness, and the world's coming to an end, and what's going to happen, and just this really, you know, intense feeling, and the post-traumatic stress, and all these things that were happening. And now with time, and we were told then that time will, you know, help us heal our wounds. And although it can still be raw for certain folks, and there's still the memory of it, we certainly haven't forgotten 9/11. We all know where we were at that time. That even right. An event like that, when you mention about the time and healing the wounds, that often is just part of the grieving process.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we unfortunately don't have power. We have very little power over other people, how life unfolds from day to day. I'm a big believer and advocate in, actually I've narrowed it now from one day at a time to 1 second at a time. That's a new project I'm working on. When my family went through a tragedy and my first husband was killed in a boating accident and took the lives of a few people, you know, there were days when a day was too much to get through. There was an hour was too much to get through. It was literally 1 second, one step at a time. And I think that, you know, we don't have control always on how life unfolds around us, but we can control, you know, our attitudes, and we can allow ourselves to grieve. And you brought up a powerful point about, you know, we will never forget 9/11, ever. And the Arizona tragedy will never be forgotten. And that's, we don't have to forget. And in that rawness of the hurt and the pain and the tragedy, it does feel like nothing is ever going to be the same again. And that's where the gift of forgiveness, not for the other person necessarily, but for ourselves, can move us to different levels and can move us beyond that deep, deep, deep-seated pain, and help us eventually, when we're ready, to move forward and not forget, but to at least find some peace in our hearts again and to find wisdom and know that there's still life to live and there's still a lot of good out there, and then to make the most of it that we can. And I'm a big believer in that. There's a lot of good out there, even when we feel like we're surrounded by bad. When we're ready.
There was a lot of nuggets, a lot of wonderful nuggets in what you just said in the last 30 seconds, which is that there's still life out there.
Yeah,
there's still so much life to be lived.
Absolutely. And that sometimes takes digging deeper and, you know, just how can I help? How can I learn to cope better? What's helped me over the years in tragic times is how can I take my pain, learn from it, and then bring that wisdom out into the world and share it with others so when they come across pain or tragedy, they can better deal with it. They can take wisdom away. And that's a passion of mine. That's why I'm writing some of what I'm writing. We can all be messengers and we can all bring wisdom to the world because we all experience pain at some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that that's how we live. That's how we grow. That's how we evolve.
That's absolutely beautiful. And let's end our show on that note with that very powerful question for everyone of how can the wisdom of my pain serve other people. Michelle, it's been such a joy to have you on the show. Folks, make sure you go to thepathofforgiveness.com and order through Michelle's website to receive her book, and make sure you enter the code JOURNEY7 in capital letters to receive her book for $10 plus shipping. I wish you all a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and I look forward to touching base again with you very soon. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.